importance placed on it.
Yeah, I mean, especially this year. I mean, I would say, you know, this early in the year, the division is very undecided. So any win you get could be, you know, it was worth 1.5 to 2 wins. So it's definitely a big game. We don't want to be, you know, swept per se with the Jets. But nonetheless, to keep our goals in sight, we want to make sure we get this W.
Have the coaches tried to temper the they say anything when they read this stuff?
Or? No, I don't know. I mean, maybe the individual person, but they're more worried about the football game than talk. They don't really care.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
Yeah, yes, sir.
What have you learned about this rivalry since you began with the team in 2009?
I think the physicality just goes up a little, goes up a notch. You know, really, any kind of rivalry, it doesn't matter what the division or the record is going into the game. It's really, you know, anyone can win on any given Sunday when you play in a rivalry game and in a division game. So that's the biggest thing I've probably taken away from it from the last 4 years.
You have a favorite moment from against the Jets?
Just finishing out here at home, you know, a couple years ago, late in the game to get a victory.
The Monday night game?
Yes.
And just one more, your chemistry with Tannehill, just how has that been developing here?
Oh, I think, you know, just the offense in general, I think, you know, obviously Ryan's a big part of it. The receiver's a big part of it. And anytime you can get that that quote-unquote chemistry, I guess, that that feel for one another, that word gets thrown around so much, you almost don't know what it is anymore. But I think it's part of just playing, consistency, and just, you know, relying on each other.